It's been just over a week since the Haines commercial fishing fleet and community lost a longtime resident and fisherman. But already a unique effort to honor and memorialize him has taken hold in the community. Margaret Friedenauer from KHNS reports.
At first glance, the Richard Boyce Inflatable Suspender Memorial Fund sounds a little lighthearted. But the goal behind the memorial effort is serious. To outfit the entire Haines commercial fishing fleet with a flotation device in the form of inflatable suspenders. Richard Boyce was presumed drowned last week when he tripped and fell overboard from his gillnet boat in the early morning hours of July 4th. The Coast Guard said Boyce was not wearing a flotation device when he went overboard. But really, it's difficult to find a commercial fisherman that regularly does wear any sort of PFD. Jerry Dugan is the executive director of the nonprofit Alaska Marine Safety Education Association in Sitka. He said while many safety procedures in commercial fishing have changed for the better over the years, the percentage of fishermen that perish in drownings from man overboards has not decreased. He said there are many reasons flotation gear has never caught on with commercial fishermen.
Wearing flotation is like one of the most important things that you can have for prevention of drowning for a man overboard. Absolutely. But, you know, a lot of it is just a culture of people don't wear it, or, you know, you wear them as a kid, but then part of the passage of manhood is like you don't have to wear it anymore. And it's really hard to change culture.
But Randa and Jim Szymanski, longtime friends of Boyce, came up with the idea of finding a PFD that fishermen would wear and raising the money to offset the cost. The Szymanskis searched on the internet and found the company Stormy Seas that makes a variety of inflatable clothing. Randa said the inflatable suspenders should be easier and more comfortable than the traditional types of PFDs that most fishermen shrug off.
The beauty of what we're trying to get here is it replaces the suspenders on the bibs. So when you put your bibs on, you've got your flotation. You don't have to think about anything extra. And that's the only way they're going to get worn.
The Szymanskis said it would take about 200 pairs of suspenders to outfit every skipper and deckhand in the Haines fleet. With wholesale pricing, that means the fund is aiming to raise $20,000. In less than a week, the fund has nearly met its goal with about $16,000. At Boyce's memorial service in Haines this week, the community gathered for live music, fresh salmon, and sharing memories, and another $2,600 was donated to the fund. The Szymanskis said they are almost ready to order the suspenders, but not before a custom addition is made to each pair, Randa said.
We're going to have each one embroidered with In Memory of Richard Boyce. When the guys are wearing them, they remember why they have them on.
For KHNS, this is Margaret Friedenauer in Haines.